Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. This Wednesday in Frankfort, farm leaders from counties across the state will be visiting with their state legislators, participating in Farm Bureau's traditional legislative drive-in day. It occurs every other session in the so-called long sessions, and says Farm Group Public Affairs Director Jeff Harper, it goes a long way toward achieving Farm Group objectives.
This drive-in day is a wonderful opportunity for our Farm Bureau leaders all across the state to meet one-on-one with their state representative and state senator to discuss issues important to farming and to hopefully help us implement our 2016 state legislative priorities.
Harper says legislators welcome constituent input, and these one-on-one sit-downs with lawmakers can have an impact. He spoke to the overriding tone of this 2016 session.
Obviously, the state budget is the overriding factor this session, and we have priority issues dealing with the state budget. The agricultural development funds, we want to make sure that we maintain those, and some funding for our soil erosion and water quality cost share program. We're always supportive of the Department of Agriculture. We want to see them adequately financed.
Harper says this week's drive-in is just part of the year-round policy development process for the Farm Group. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage because it's good.
Back with Farm Bureau Legislative Coordinator Jeff Harper, he says the group is supporting creation of some sort of state program to begin the process of coordinating water resource management here.
I think the first step would be to create a mechanism, a board, a commission that would provide a coordinated effort to not only manage the water resources across the Commonwealth, but to hopefully expand those water resources to ensure that not only agriculture, but all the citizens of the Commonwealth have a reliable water supply, not only today, but in the future.
That goal of preparing for the future, he says, is key.
This is a long-term project, and we think it's visionary and could really put Kentucky in great shape in the future in terms of water resource availability.
Their legislative drive-in event this Wednesday. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.